The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And as usual, it's another fun day here at Crossroads Health. Well, hopefully it's going to be fun, but we're having fun. Hopefully you all are too. We have a great show for you this week. We are going to be talking about heart health and not the standard things like cholesterol and blood pressure. We're going to be sweeping up everything else that isn't elevated blood pressure and cholesterol, things like angina and heart disease and things like that. So it's going to be a great show. For those of you that think, it doesn't apply to me, heart disease, all this stuff, you should be aware that the number one and number two killers in America are cancer and heart disease. So if you're sitting in a room, one out of four of you will die of heart disease. I know that sounds a little morbid, but you should be concerned at all phases of life, especially with the modern American diet. And we're also busy eating fast food, things like that. So something we should all be concerned about. So we think it's going to be a very interesting, fun show for all of you. But before we get into that, Melody needs to remind all of you how you can connect to us.
Well, our main hub is crossroadsofhealthradio.com, but we have a shortcut for you now, cohradio.com. So cohradio.com will also get you over to crossroadsofhealthradio.com. From there, you can actually link over to emeraldlabs.com, which is our main website, which is just purely informational about all of these additive-free products that we produce as a company. So, but if you want to learn more about the show or check out any archives, or if you miss any part of this show or you want to re-listen, you will find that listed at cohradio.com.
Or if you just want to see some really cool pictures of Melody and myself, you can just go there and, hey, it's really cool.
Can learn a little more about us.
Yes. You know what? I'm going to digress just for a moment. If you ever look at my picture, you'll notice my left eye. It's not, my right eye is looking at you. I normally sort of work the picture so you don't see this, but my left eye, I don't really see out of it. It's my vision in that eye is 2200 plus. I have no lens in that eye. It's a long story, but I lost vision in that eye when I was young. So when I'm looking at people, usually like if I'm looking at Melody, if somebody's sitting to her left, the person on their left would think I'm looking at them because my left eye is actually skewed to the left. So anyway, I don't know why I said that. But anyway, in my picture, if you ever see my left eye, look at the right eye. That's the eye that's really looking at you. So anyway, there you go. I don't know if that's interesting, but anyway, every week we have our talking points at the beginning of the show, which are just interesting things that Mel and I have been looking at and reading throughout the week, and we want to share with you. So actually, I was going to start this week, but I had it all worked out with Melody ahead of time, but I think I'm just going to throw that whole thing in the trash, and I'm just going to say, Melody, why don't you start this week?
I found a very interesting article this week, and we'll sort of touch on these nutritional suggestions again in the show, but it was talking about how you can naturally help to potentially slash your risk of death by up to 30%.
I'll take it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And so it does say here in this article, it's the top killer in the nation by far, responsible for 1 in 3 deaths. There's some studies that would say 1 in 4. There's some that say 1 in 3. But chances are, if you're sitting in a room, you know, a room full of people, somebody that you know is going to be affected by heart disease. Science shows that there is a safe, inexpensive, and highly effective way to beat this killer disease. It's fish oil. So you already know how these powerful omega-3 fatty acids can protect your heart, prevent disease, block an attack, and help you recover if you do have a problem. But the new study goes much farther and shows specifically how fish oil can prevent the one complication of heart disease that you care most about, and that's dying. So overall, omega-3 supplements will cut your risk of cardiac death by 8%, which may not sound like much, but if everyone in America took fish oil supplements with this percentage in mind, nearly 1,000 lives would be saved every single week with virtually no downside, since the supplements are far safer than the meds. As good as those numbers are, they don't quite tell the full story. That's the overall benefit, but some people get a bigger boost than others. If you're at risk for heart disease or already have it, you're facing a higher risk of death from heart problems than someone without the condition. You're exactly the kind of person that needs a little more help. And once again, it's fish oil to the rescue. The same new study finds that people with high triglycerides, a major risk factor for heart problems, get more than double the benefit. If your own levels are rising, fish oil will cut your risk of cardiac death by 17%. And even then, that might still underestimate the true benefit. The new study was a meta-analysis, or a review of older studies. In this case, the researchers looked at 14 studies. 14 studies, that's significant. So this is like 14 studies done on separate groups of people. And so that's very interesting.
Pretty comprehensive.
Very comprehensive.
That's great.
Much of the research on fish oil uses relatively low doses, which leads to fewer benefits, and in some studies, none at all. Get the higher doses your body really needs, and you can get much bigger benefit. And the new analysis proves that too. The handful of studies that use high-dose fish oil found that doses of 1 gram or higher of EPA and DHA can cut the risk of cardiac death by a stunning 30%. That's not an especially high dose. It's actually on the lower side, and it's perfectly safe. But because it can thin the blood a little, you do want to speak to a doctor first if you are on other supplements or meds that also thin the blood. So, I mean, that is something that's very simple. It's very natural. That is a very easy way to address your risk of heart disease and obviously higher risk of death by heart disease.
30%. That's significant.
Yes, it is.
And make sure the fish oil, they're not all fish oils are created equal. There are companies that use rancid fish oil, which is potentially not beneficial to you or limited in its benefits to you. So you want to go to your local health food store, talk to them, look online, do your research, get a quality, high quality fish oil. I've talked about this previously. I personally would go for an RTG fish oil, which is a re-esterified triglyceride fish oil, as opposed to an ethyl ester, an EE ethyl ester versus RTG re-esterified triglyceride. I would go with the RTG. But with that, I have a talking point that's specific about how to, how to protect yourself against future heart disease also through a medical procedure, which is actually relatively inexpensive, but it's something that I have personally done, and it measures calcium in the arteries, which cholesterol, hardened cholesterol, is calcified in the arteries. So this can actually show, sort of reveal through this scan, how much arterial plaque that you have. So it shows your risk. So I'm just going to read this. This is an article done on behalf of Cedars-Sinai. And this says, it's a coronary artery calcium scans may help patients lower heart disease risk. So a new study of coronary arterial calcium scanning, a simple non-invasive test that gives patients baseline information about plaque in their coronary arteries, has shown that the scan helps them make heart healthy lifestyle changes and lower their heart disease risk factors. And I want to mention, I have personally had this done at Cedars-Sinai here in the Los Angeles area. This is something that's done other places around the country. I'll talk about this a little bit more, but you can have this done for a couple $100. Insurance probably will not cover it, but it was really neat to be able to actually get a picture inside my arteries and see what the arterial plaque was. And I'll tell you what the result was when I'm done with my talking point. So you have to continue listening. The study, the Eisner trial, which stands for the Early Identification of Subclinical Atherosclerosis by Non-Invasive Imaging Research. You do not need to memorize that. There will not be a test at the end. Was headed by researchers at Cedars-Sinai Heart Institute and Cedars-Sinai's S. Mark Taper Foundation Imaging Department and published in the April 12, 2011 issue of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. The large clinical trial volunteers with coronary risk factors but no known heart disease randomized patients to either have or not have a coronary calcium scan and then followed the patients for their risk factor changes over 4 years. The final trial result demonstrated that early screening does not increase subsequent tests and their associated costs. So in other words, it saves you money. In our study, patients who knew their coronary calcium scores improved their coronary heart disease risk compared with those with no scan, and those with high calcium scores were motivated to take even more aggressive steps to reduce their risk, said Daniel S. Berman, MD, the study's principal investigator and chief of cardiac imaging and nuclear cardiology at the Cedars-Sinai Heart Institute and Cedars-Sinai's S. Mark Taper Foundation Imaging Department. Coronary artery calcium scanning shows plaques in coronary arteries long before symptoms develop and has been consistently shown to effectively identify patients with silent heart disease and those at risk for a heart attack or sudden death. The test is rarely covered by insurance, although numerous consistent studies show that it detects these patients more accurately than standard blood tests. The current study found that patients who were screened had better long-term risk profiles than those who were not. All 2,137 study volunteers, so it's a significant study, in the Eisner trial had an initial private risk factor counseling session and assessment of 7 modifiable risk factors, which were blood pressure, cholesterol, triglyceride profiles, blood sugar, weight, waist circumference, exercise, and smoking. Of the total participants, 1,424 were selected at random to have a coronary arterial calcium scan. The remaining 713 were assigned to a no-scan group. 4 years later, all available participants were reevaluated in the clinic, and both groups had coronary artery calcium scans. Compared to the no-scan group, patients who underwent initial scanning had significant improvement in several risk factors after 4 years. Bottom line, this is something that's inexpensive, and it actually measures, it can see the calcium in your heart, so it actually sees that hardened plaque. So when I had it done, I have been taking pomegranate juice for many years because there's an Israeli study, which we were going to get into later, but I guess because we're always unscripted, we're going to talk about it now briefly. But they had 1 to 2 ounces of pomegranate juice, something like palm, not a cheap sort of fructose enriched pomegranate, but a pure pomegranate juice. They reduced their arterial carotid plaque by over 30%. So how do you get rid of plaque? Well, in this study, it showed that people were able to reduce that with pomegranate juice. But I will tell you, the plaque around my heart, you know how much I had? I had 0. It shows all these slices, these pictures through your heart, and there was no white. It all comes out as white. And there was nothing. He goes, you have 0. So fantastic. That was really encouraging. I was like, wow, well, what I'm doing is obviously working. So that was really exciting. So anyway, something you can do, calcium CT scanning. If you want to look on the internet, you can look up Daniel S. Berman, B-E-R-M-A-N, Cedars-Sinai, CT scan. There are other scans you can do too, where they put dye in your arteries, things like that. But this is just a cheap, non-invasive way to do it and to get a real neat picture of what's going on inside of you. We're out of time for segment one, so please stay tuned and we'll be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Lab's science-based multivitamin formulas by going to www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana, and before the break, Rick was sharing some good information with you about a CT scan to check for calcification in your heart that is here in Southern California. Anyways, it's available at Cedars-Sinai, and I actually found a link to where you can sign up for that, fill out a questionnaire, find out more information about how to have that done. I will make sure that that link is posted. And speaking of which, that's actually a good segue to tell you where I'll post it.
We have to go to get it.
So I will make that available for you on our social media pages. So you can find us not only at cohradio.com or crossroadsofhealthradio.com. That's where you're used to going. They'll both go to the same place. But you can also find us on Facebook at /COH Radio. COH is in Crossroads of Health, obviously. And also on Instagram at COH Radio. So whenever we're talking about something interesting or I'm going to post a link, you'll probably find that on Facebook, but you may find some pictures and other things that we discuss on our Instagram as well, populating over to Facebook. So now with that, I know that Rick has so much good information to share with you here. So we want to get into this because we don't want to run out of time to tell you how to keep your heart healthy.
That's true. And Melody has some good information. So we're both going to be just firing both barrels at you over the next segment here. So anyway, so listen up. No, just kidding. Anyway, all right. I want to read some stuff about cardiovascular disease. Again, this is everything that's really not blood pressure and not cholesterol. This is everything else. So numerous disorders fall under the broad category of heart and vascular disease. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than one out of every four deaths in the United States is attributable to heart disease. Mel said one in three. It varies, but it's a high risk factor, so everybody should have their ears on and be listening. Coronary heart disease is the most common form of heart disease. Arteries transport blood from the heart and deliver it to other parts of the body. Arteriosclerosis occurs when the inside of the artery wall thickens, leaving a narrower passageway for the blood to travel through. This disorder is often called hardening of the arteries. Arteriosclerosis can affect the coronary arteries, the arteries that lead to the heart, and is usually caused by a buildup of fatty deposits within the arterial walls. This buildup is often the result of poor diet, one that's high in bad fats and low in fiber. Most people who have arteriosclerosis are not aware of it, as it does not trigger symptoms in the body until later in the disease. Unfortunately, when arteriosclerosis is left untreated, it just gets worse. Without treatment, the arterioles will eventually become so constricted that adequate supplies of oxygenated blood can't even reach the heart muscle. This oxygen deprivation may result in the chest pain known as angina. Angina is often a precursor to a heart attack. In some ways, people with angina are lucky. Their pain usually leads to a diagnosis of cardiovascular disease, and they can take several steps to slow or reverse their condition before it results in a trip to the emergency room or even death. But for many, a heart attack is the first outward sign of trouble. 25% of people who suffer heart attacks have never felt any previous symptoms. That's kind of scary. I mean, I knew a lady, her husband tragically died. It was instantaneous. So you really want to be aware of these things and checking these things. So a heart attack, or myocardial infarction, as it's called by doctors, is brought on when blood flow to a section of the heart muscle is completely cut off, either because a clot has backed up behind a thickened artery, or because the artery itself has become so narrow that no blood at all can pass through. If you ever suspect that you're having a heart attack, you must receive emergency medical care at once. Instead of having someone drive you to a hospital, unless you're really close, that'd be like next door, call for an ambulance. Life-saving treatment for heart attacks requires special medical techniques and tools, and the sooner professionals arrive with their equipment, the greater your chances of survival. Heart disease is so prevalent now, most people are surprised to hear that it was actually quite rare until the turn of the 20th century. That's kind of interesting. I wonder why. Well, we'll talk about that as we move along here. Our modern diet and way of life are at the root of most heart problems, and the best way to prevent or reverse heart disease is to change our habits. Because heart disease is caused by a variety of factors, it is best to include several kinds of therapies in your treatment or prevention plan. Eat well, exercise, manage stress, and identify and treat genetic susceptibilities that are known to bring on cardiovascular disease. In recent years, researchers have found that chronic inflammation in the blood vessels is a central factor in the development of heart disease. This chronic inflammation leads to arterial wall damage and the resulting plaque formation. Although cholesterol levels have some importance, it appears that this substance is not the villain that it was once thought to be. While diet and lifestyle factors are root causes of chronic inflammation, there are also genetic reasons behind inheriting a disposition of high cholesterol levels. They include one's level of homocysteine, insulin, HDL, and LDL particle sizes, We talked about that in other shows. There's pattern A, pattern AB, pattern B. You want to go for pattern A. You can also have damaged or oxidized LDL levels, stress hormone imbalance, nutritional deficiencies, and hereditary factors. Fortunately, genetic susceptibilities can be reduced through through natural therapies. Stealth or hidden infections in the body are also suspected of increasing the inflammatory response. Therefore, it is imperative that you are tested for these newer, more predictive markers of heart disease. Finally, the impact of stress and negative emotions cannot be underrated as a cause of heart disease. So that's just sort of a foundational section on things you should be thinking about.
Things that I found particularly interesting being a female is that with men, sometimes there tends to be more crystal clear symptoms that you're having a heart attack.
Right.
You know, everybody, it's like, oh, you know, the tightening of the chest, and then you see the guy grab his arm, and it's just this classic image of what does a heart attack look like. But for women, sometimes the symptoms tend to be more subtle and seem to be completely unrelated. Like, it can start as like stomach pain or pain in the jaw, or sometimes like stabbing pains in between your chest. Now, that to me would be more like, okay, something might be wrong with my heart.
Right.
But like stomach pain, you wouldn't necessarily connect that
to your jaw.
It does say that sometimes classic symptoms for men, like the crushing, tightening pain in the chest, is there, but it can extend to the arms, the back, the shoulders, the neck, or the jaw. But for a woman, just to sense something in her jaw or her stomach, sometimes there's things that, like, for women, for whatever reason, I don't actually know why that is, but women don't necessarily get those classic symptoms that a man would get that would say you need to be rushed to the hospital.
You know, prevention with heart issues is the name of the game. I mean,
yes,
the CT scan is so inexpensive. It's so easy to do. You need to know. You know, ignorance is not bliss when it comes to heart issues. You really need to know, do I have a buildup of plaque in the arteries? And there are things that you can do nutritionally, like the pomegranate that we talked about, that can actually reduce some of that. Do I have to balloon out my arteries? Not necessarily. Maybe so, maybe not. But there are other options. And I always tell people, look, before you go the statin route or some other route, you should exhaust all the other possibilities nutritionally, naturally. And that's why we're so thankful to have somebody like Dr. Stengler that can help us. But we have a lot more to cover. I want to talk a little bit about some testing things and things that you should be looking at, just as some practical stuff that can be helpful. So total cholesterol, the normal range is from 165 to 200 milligrams per deciliter. That's the blood measurement, mg/dL. LDL cholesterol, normal range is below 130 milligrams per deciliter. Your HDL, normal range, 50. I'm not going to keep saying milligrams per deciliter, you understand. Your triglycerides should be less than 150. And there are some new markers. We talked about this in some other shows, that there are new markers that can be tested for in blood work, but a lot of mainstream allopathic doctors don't test for these things. You can test particle size, as I mentioned, that what pattern is your cholesterol? Is it pattern A or pattern B? C-reactive protein is a marker of inflammation in the body. That's something you should definitely be tested for, since inflammation is definitely the enemy. I mean, we all need inflammation, but not an overabundance of inflammation. So you want to measure that. Normal range on C-reactive protein, less than 1. Homocysteine, buildup of this toxic metabolite increases plaque formation in the artery walls. Genetics, low thyroid, B vitamin deficiencies, and a diet high in animal protein can increase the level of homocysteine. So that's really important. We're going to talk about that more later on the B vitamin front, especially. Lipoprotein A, a more specific cholesterol marker and a stronger risk factor than is LDL cholesterol. Normal range is less than 32. Fibrinogen plays an important role in blood clotting. Elevated levels increase the risk of stroke and coronary artery disease. Range is about 200 to 400 milligrams per deciliter. Apolipoprotein B is a type of lipid that binds to LDL cholesterol and accelerates plaque formation. So normal range is 55 to 125. Apolipoprotein A1 is found in HDL cholesterol and provides a protective effect against heart disease. Normal range is 125 to 215. The ratio between apolipoprotein B and A1 is considered a good overall predictor of heart disease risk. Normal range is 0.3 to 0.9. And then we get into glucose, that diabetes, that can be an issue. So glucose, normal range is 80 to 110 milligrams per deciliter. Insulin, Elevation of this hormone is seen with syndrome X, a condition characterized by rising blood sugar and insulin levels. Spiked insulin levels increase arterial inflammation. That's bad. As well as triglyceride, cholesterol, and blood pressure levels. They also contribute to weight gain. Normal range is between 4 and 15 micromoles in a fasting. And then iron, excessive iron in the body produces free radicals and oxidative damage. Normal range is less than 150. So those are just some sort of practical things. And I'm sure Melody has lots to say that
I wanted to mention something on iron, and this is like sort of going off on a little side tangent, but when it comes to iron, we've over the years, I talk to people who call in and they're like, why isn't there iron in all of your multis? And, you know, we offer Albion chelated gentle iron, so it's non-constipative, and we do put it in the prenatal because the body has higher blood production needs when you have a baby or you're producing a baby in your body. But we do not put it in all of the other multis because there's several issues that can be associated with having too much iron in your blood when you don't need it. It can cause some liver toxicity, but also, you can see here, too, that it can produce free radicals and oxidative damage. So that's just another connecting point there. But I know we're moving right through this show, everybody. There's so much to talk about.
We're just running out of time. But anyway, we are out of time again for segment two. In fact, we're a little over. But anyway, please stay tuned and we'll get into the products and why those are so important. Prevention and what you can do to help if you're already down that road a little further than you want to be. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
An increasing amount of studies are demonstrating anti-aging effects from a natural compound called resveratrol. In fact, resveratrol has been shown to have very potent anti-aging and heart-healthy properties. Some scientists believe it may have the ability to turn off the aging gene. Resveratrol is a type of polyphenol that can be found naturally in a variety of sources, including red grapes and Japanese knotweed, and has gained a lot of attention for its reported anti-aging and cardiovascular benefits. In recent studies, resveratrol has been shown to support heart health, promote good circulation, and optimize blood sugar health. Emerald Labs resveratrol is made by using superior organically grown ingredients in the purest, most concentrated form possible. The formulas are 100% additive-free for the highest quality fruit supplements available in the highest concentrations of only the active ingredients, without any added sugar. To learn more about Emerald Labs resveratrol, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. If you are just tuning in with us, my name is Rick Simpson. I guess I should say that. And my co-host, Melody Martiron, is here too. That's always nice if we're here. Otherwise, it'd be kind of boring.
Crickets.
Yes. Oh, what a cool radio show. It's just silence. It's like, we should have ocean waves.
There's a song, The Sound of Silence.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, you can check us out. We have a hub, cohradio.com. That stands for Crossroads of Health Radio, but we shorten it, cohradio.com. From there, you can connect to emeraldlabs.com. And also, our internet partner affiliate that carries all of our products every day. They carry just, well over 100 products. And They're a great partner. We want to mention them, supplements.one, supplements.one. You can get all of our products there. They offer some great discounts. We give you a discount code each week for something that they put on sale that's tied to the radio show. We kind of have a partnership with them in that way. So this week, we've got a great discount for you off 6 products this week, a deep, deep discount. That's something you're going to want to take advantage of, but you're going to have to wait till the end of the show to get more on that. But we do have a getting to know you at the end of the show where we talk about some interesting factoids about Mel and myself, and we offer the discount code. Melody's so much better at this than I am. Did I miss anything?
No, you didn't. But do you want to just like throw it at them? Like share
it right out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we'll explain why we chose the code.
All right. You know, actually, I was going to do a less discount, but I'm going to up it. I was going to go 40% off this week. That's, you already get 10% off on supplements.one, but we add on top of that. So it's going to be 40%. I'm going to make it 45%, an extra 5%, because heart disease is such a big issue. I mean, you look around a room, you know, 1 in 4, 1 in 3 of you is going to die from heart disease. So it's something you need to be aware of at all ages. You know, but especially as you get over over 30, I would say. But anyway, so 45% off this week on six products. And anyway, but Melody has some interesting information that she wanted to share with all of you.
Well, and this kind of ties into sort of the testing that you were talking about, but I just really liked how this blurb sort of breaks down a better understanding of how all of this works. Recent research has shown that measuring oxidized LDL, which is the loser, the loser cholesterol, or damaged LDL cholesterol, is important. When LDL cholesterol becomes damaged, it eventually leads to inflammation in your arteries. That attracts immune cells to your arteries, which creates more inflammation, which starts to form plaque in your arteries and makes your blood vessels less elastic. Blood vessels actually have some flexibility to them. The less flexible they are, the more apt they are to rupture. So not only do you build plaque more readily when your LDL becomes oxidized, your arteries become less flexible and more prone to rupture and the formation of blood clots. Causes of oxidized LDL can include too few antioxidants in the diet, pollution exposure, and stress. So a lot of what we're going to talk about today, these are major antioxidant powerhouse formulas to really help protect your heart. And, you know, for people out there who may not think, oh, I have a risk factor for blood pressure or cholesterol issues, you know, heart health, heart disease, again, it is so prevalent. But also, too, if you're somebody who maybe didn't have the healthiest lifestyle choices, if you used to be a smoker and hopefully you've quit, you really need to consider taking care of your heart, because your heart has taken a beating if you were a former smoker. So we've got some really good stuff here to share with you.
And inflammation is just such a big, again, we all need a certain degree of inflammation in the body, but many of us have far too much inflammation going on in the body. Trans fat is a big factor in that also, because it actually inhibits desaturation enzymes, which inhibit the conversion in the body to series 1 and series 3 prostaglandins, which are anti-inflammatory. So you really want to stay away from the trans fat. But with that, we want to get into the products. So heart, artery, and vein health. This is just a fantastic product dealing with this issue specifically. We do have a blood pressure formula and a cholesterol formula specifically. We've talked about that, as we said in previous shows. So this sort of is something that I take with my supplements every day, because I'm always aware that I need to be protecting my heart. So this formula, first, we have the vitamin K2 as menaquinone. Vitamin K2 is really important because it has been shown to stimulate osteocalcin in the body. And Melody, I love the word picture she came with years ago. Go ahead, Melody. Tell them about that. I like that.
I always think of osteocalcin as being the little traffic director.
You should see her hands going. Yeah. She's directing traffic.
Hey, you know, I just recently found out by doing 23andMe that I have a decent percentage of Italian. So I'm like, that's why I'm speaking. I'm talking with my hands here. but essentially, it just reminds me in my brain, I always think of those guys with the little orange cones at the airport who were like, you know, flagging in the airplanes, or who are, you know, just directing traffic. So so basically osteocalcin serves as a little traffic director to make sure that calcium is going to your bones and teeth and not being deposited on your arteries as plaque. So
traffic director, there you go. Then we also have the Delta and Gamma tocotrienols. This is largely Delta. It's 99% Delta tocotrienols. The reason that's important is there are four different tocotrienols and four different tocopherols. There are alpha, beta, delta, and gamma. And we all remember tocopherols as vitamin E. Well, tocotrienols are an isomer of the tocopherols. And the thing that's unique about tocotrienols is how they function in the body. And the delta, those are the most powerful tocotrienols. Some companies will give you kind of all four. And what they're really doing is they're giving you the ones that aren't as effective. There's a gentleman, a PhD, who Mark Sengler's done some work with, who pioneered a whole book on Delta tocotrienols. Really, really interesting. I have it in my office. I think I bought it off him for $100 at a trade show, but he's a brilliant, brilliant guy. And Delta tocotrienols have been shown to reduce the triglycerides in the body, to maintain effective heart health, because they're cardioprotective. And actually, there's a neat story about this. He was down in South America and he saw a flower, and the flower was not, it was in a dry area. And I remember he told me a story, and he said the flower was not all wilted. And he's looking at it, he goes, there's something that's protecting that flower. And that was the beginning of his research, was what was it that was protecting the flower? And it was the carotenoids in it. And that's where the tocotrienol research kind of started, was that there was some chemical structure that was protecting it. So he sent it back to the lab, and that started all the research, and that hence the cardioprotective ability of the delta tocotrienols. But anyway, there's just a ton of research on it. But anyway, very important. So then, of course, we do pomegranate juice powder. We talked about the studies on pomegranate juice. We can't put liquid juice in here. So we use pomegranate juice powder in a hefty dose, 750 milligrams. Garlic powder, very, very important for as a cardioprotective, 400 milligrams. Then we use European hawthorn berry extract. That's been shown to be very helpful for heart-related issues. That's a 1.8% Vitexin, and we use the European wherever we can. And then we have the Mariva, and I'm sure Melody can expound on all these things more. I'm trying to just sort of get through it here so you know what's in here. The point I guess I'm trying to make is that we don't give you fairy dusting amounts of these very active constituent ingredients. It's really important that you get therapeutic dosages so that you get clinical results. And when you're protecting your heart, you don't want fairy dusting amounts of anything. So Mariva, which you talked about, it's this gold standard in turmeric extracts. And then we have the green tea extract standardized on EGCG, and then cayenne powder. And Melody, if you'd like to expand, I know Melody has notes on these things, and she can give you put a little more texture. I gave him the skeleton. You can put a little more skin on there, maybe.
Well, I love this formula because it's, you know, there's a couple of formulas that I call like kitchen sink formulas. It's like we're throwing all of it at you. So essentially, you're getting all of these phenomenal ingredients and, like Rick said, in clinical amounts. But, you know, European hawthorn was shown to improve the heart's maximum workload. So that also can help too with like improved exercise tolerance, reducing shortness of breath and fatigue. It has a relaxing effect on the arteries.
That's a good word. Wow.
The arteries. Yeah. I love that. But, you know, like green tea reduces cholesterol oxidation. Cayenne also helps to reduce cholesterol levels, improve circulation. So all of these things in here are really designed to do that. And then Mariva, just to revisit that before I know we need to take a break again. Wow, this is moving fast. You know, the thing is that inflammation and inflammatory factors in the body, it is like Rick said, it's kind of almost like a starting point for many major diseases. So making sure that your body is able to correctly address inflammatory factors is really important. And this is a specialized turmeric standardized on curcuminoids that is encased in a lipid matrix. So you get 29 times better bioavailability than a standard turmeric. So really, really, really powerful antioxidant support and help with your body's response to inflammatory factors.
And it's made in Italy. Most of the turmeric comes from China. This, we only use the best here.
So they talk with their hands while they're making it.
Exactly. Anyway, we're out of time. Please stay tuned. We'll be back for segment 4 and that great code and all that good stuff. So please stay tuned.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana. I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson. We are talking about something today that affects one out of every three or four, depending on what studies you read, people in America. So this is heart health. This is the risk for cardiovascular death. So we are focused on ingredients and nutrients and formulas today that can help to protect your heart health and minimize those risk factors. If you've missed any part of today's show, we will have the archive listed on cohradio.com. That is short for Crossroads of Health Radio.com. That is our major connecting hub. And we are going to be offering a great code today. The code is actually FISHY, and you're going to save 45% off of these heart healthy formulas that we are discussing today when you shop at our affiliate supplements.one. That's supplements.one, not .com.one. So again, the hub is COH Radio. We have a little bit more information we want to share with you about some more of these wonderful nutrients that can help support and protect your heart.
We have six products, but we're going to talk about two products and then we sort of pick up all the other products because they're actually included in these two formulas. The Heart, Vein, and Artery Health, and now Anti-Aging Complex. This is a super antioxidant formula. Melody talked to earlier about how it's so important with free radicals to have the antioxidants to protect. So this formula, we have just the best of the best. This is the cream of the crop raw materials. L-glutathione as Cetria glutathione. This is a Korean company, and they have done the best work on glutathione, making it into the bloodstream as glutathione. Glutathione is a polypeptide. It is three amino acids, glycine, glutamic acid, and cysteine bonded together. But a lot of the glutathions, they seem to break apart in the stomach and never get in the bloodstream. For years, Mark Singer only did glutathione through injection. But with the introduction of Cetria in the marketplace, he now uses oral glutathione because it makes it into the bloodstream as that amino acid. Give you a therapeutic dosing on that at 45 milligrams. CoQ10, 65 milligrams, really nice hefty dose on the CoQ10. Transresveratrol, you can get transresveratrol from grapes or from wine, but you also get it from Japanese knotweed. You want to try, not that all grapes are bad, but you want to be really careful with the grapes. So many of the grapes are heavily pesticided, so we use the Japanese knotweed because it's a cleaner material, so we want to get our resveratrol from that because we just feel it's better. European grapeseed extract. This is something, again, talking about the grapes, but we use the European grapeseed extract. Grapeseed extract is often standardized on oligomeric proanthocyanidins, OPCs. But a lot of them are high atomic weight OPCs, so they're not really absorbed in the bloodstream. The European, they use low atomic weight, so it actually makes it across the gut lumen into the bloodstream as a very powerful antioxidant. Then we use our alpha lipoic acid at 25 milligrams. This is about, 10 times more expensive than standard alpha lipoic acid. But if you go to, you can go online, type in our alpha lipoic acid, Linus Pauling Institute. There's a whole bunch of research there where you can learn about the great benefits of our alpha lipoic. Not that standard alpha lipoic is bad. This is just far superior. And when you're talking about an antioxidant formula, that's what you want. Then we have a blend of a whole bunch of anti-aging things that help with inflammation and other things. This is just a superb formula, something you really want to consider.
And it includes, again, the pomegranate and the Mariva in that blend. So be healthy. This is really important. We have talked about the B vitamin forums, especially methylated folate, again and again. We will do it again in future shows. But essentially, people who have an MTHFR gene defect end up being poor methylators. They are not able to fully methylate folate. And without exception, those people will have higher homocysteine levels in their blood. And that high homocysteine is a definitive marker for the higher risk factor of premature heart attack and stroke. So we wanted to put Be Healthy in here. Just keep in mind also that that methylated folate that we are using, that specialized methylated folate, is also found in all of our multis. But we wanted to make sure you got the Be Healthy here. So Rick, FISHY for the code this week to save our listeners an additional 45% off of heart health, pomegranate, resveratrol, Be Healthy, Anti-Aging Cellular Complex, and Mariva this week. Six products when they shop at supplements.one. You know, Rick, I know that you are going to talk about your little friend Pokey.
My wife and I have a wife and I have had saltwater fish tanks since we were married, and we've spent way too much money on fish. But we used to have this one fish. His name was Pokey, and he was a porcupine puffer fish. And if you go online, type in porcupine puffer, they are just cute as the day is long. They got these big eyes, and poor Pokey, he somehow along the way he got blind. And they what they do is they eat little shrimp. And porcupine puffers, they don't have teeth. They have these two little bones, and that they're like little crushers. And a couple times he got me. Doesn't make you bleed, but it's like a pinch like you've never had in your life. You're like, ouch! But when he was blind, he would jump around for the food. We dump it, and he couldn't get it because he couldn't see. And my wife, just such a caring woman, she would hand feed little Pokey. And, you know, he's going for that food, and if he gets her finger, it's like, ouch. But she would hand feed him the little shrimp. And then when he gets the shrimp, you know, they go blah, 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 and it goes in, and then blah, 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 goes out, and then it goes in, then it goes out. And he's, because he's crushing
chomp,
the shrimp.
Chomp, chomp,
it's really,
chomp, chomp.
It's like kind of like regurgitation a little bit. But Pokey
was tenderizing it.
Yeah, so you guys should go on the internet. Yeah, porcupine puffer eating, and check it out. But anyway, that's why, yes, Pokey, the porcupine puffer fish. And Pokey has since gone back the dust of the earth. But anyway, but Pokey was great when we had him.
I remember Pokey. He was a very cute puffer. Yes. And Rick, you've had some very interesting fish in your tank. They're all little characters. And so for me, I was inspired to have my own little betta tank in my office. I love having a little bit of life there. Unfortunately, it took me a little bit of trial and error to really learn how to properly care for a betta fish. You'd think it was easy, but I needed the right size tank. I needed to make sure that I was balancing the water. And unfortunately, I lost a couple of betta fish in the process. So my current fish, his name is, he's red and blue. So I named him John Wayne because he's an all-American betta fish. And my husband said, honey, don't kill the Duke. And then I also got him a little friend to help clean his tank. And it's actually a striped snail. And so because he's got stripes upon his shoulders, I named him Johnny Cash. So I've got John Wayne and Johnny Cash in my tank. So we chose the code FISHY, F-I-S-H-Y, so that you all can save 45% in addition to the already 10% ongoing discount at our affiliate partner, Supplements.One, when you purchase Emerald Labs Heart, Artery, and Vein Health, Pomegranate, Resveratrol, Be Healthy, Anti-Aging Cellular Complex, or Mariva this week.
So anyway, thank you for joining us for Crossroads of Health. Please join us next week for another great episode, hopefully, of Crossroads of Health.